Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Commemoration of his 80th birthday was part of the pre-inauguration celebration all weekend in Washington, and it will likely be a major theme during the speeches tomorrow. Barack Obama's ascent to the presidency has been seen as the ultimate fulfillment of Dr. King's dream, but Mr. Obama's political style could not be more different. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is here now to talk about these two historic figures. And Ron, it's kind of irresistible to link the two, Obama and King. Is there any way to know how Dr. King would have related to these events in Washington?
You know, Madeline, it's so hard to imagine. The world has changed so much since Dr. King died in 1968. And beyond that, his frame of reference went back really still further to the post-World War II era of the 1940s and 50s. He was fighting a much more overt kind of racism, the official segregation of the Old South. And it would have been hard for anyone of his time to foresee a personal biography, let alone a political success story, quite like Barack Obama's.
But let's look at the issues, because by the time that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had died, he had moved beyond civil rights and the voting rights battles of the mid-60s, and he was really looking at economic empowerment and protesting the Vietnam War. Economic empowerment is something that Barack Obama has talked a lot about.
Yes, we do tend to forget that Dr. King was still a young man, martyred at the age of 39, and he was working to expand his movement, taking the moral authority, if you will, from the civil rights issues and the civil rights era into broader issues of wage equity, education and job access, and yes, opposition to the war was a big part of that, the war in Vietnam specifically, but also war in general. In fact, Dr. King was as much about nonviolence as a philosophy as he was about anything else.
And so how do you see that idea being carried forward with Barack Obama?
Well, here we are nearly 40 years later, and we see Barack Obama rising in the midpoint of this decade on issues of war protest, Iraq in this case, really the one issue that differentiated him from Hillary Clinton a year or so ago, and shifting the economic rewards toward the base of the economic pyramid, and racially emphasizing the transcendence ideal, again, the dream of Dr. King and the idea of common ground.
But Ron, haven't there been other figures, other African-American political figures who've been trying to do that, build on King's legacy and try to carry on that idea of common ground?
Yes, certainly many on the local and state levels have been very successful doing that, and of course not so many at the national level. That phrase, common ground, of course, we do associate with Jesse Jackson, and he used it in the 1980s when he was a kind of transitional figure right there, halfway between Dr. King in the 60s and our current time, running for president in 1984 and 1988. But he did not manage to transcend race so much as to carry the movement, if you will, the civil rights movement, into mainstream electoral politics at the highest levels, going beyond organizing boycotts and marches and running for office, including the presidency. And, you know, the man had his strengths and his weaknesses, but his greatest handicap may have been just being out of sync with his era compared to now, compared to the era of the 60s. That period when Jesse Jackson was running for office produced Ronald Reagan, and it was not very likely to produce a majority for liberal politics in any guise.
Ron, there was a poll in the Washington Post today, very interesting, saying that the number of Americans seeing racism as a big problem, that number has declined dramatically in the past dozen years. What do you think, if Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. were alive today, would he agree with that?
The poll did show a surprising drop from 54% calling racism a big problem in 1996 to less than half that, just 26% today. And just as striking was that the drop was almost equal among whites and blacks. That might be the most surprising part of the whole poll. King, I think, would salute what has happened. He would certainly salute Obama himself. He'd be supportive of the shift in political momentum and say that the swinging pendulum was coming back his way. You know, but it's hard not to think he'd also focus on the other side, the degree to which 40 years after his death, we do remain a segregated society in so many ways. And he'd be saddened that greater access to, well, through affirmative action and everything else, has not spread benefits more broadly, and that the gap in expectations based on race is still so real.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.